Welcome to the Transitions Daily podcast. Transitions Daily is an online recovery group that offers a daily distribution of popular recovery resources accompanied by a secret Facebook group for discussion. We hope you enjoy today's readings.
This is Transitions Daily for March 9th, read by Kurt L. from Albuquerque, New Mexico, USA. AA thoughts for the day. The light. To what extent I was personally responsible for my drinking, I don't know, yet I'm not one to take complete refuge in the idea that I was a sick man only. In earlier years, I certainly had some degree of free will. That free will I used badly, to the great misery of my mother and countless others. I am deeply ashamed. As one who knows me a little, you may have heard how 10 years ago a friend, himself a liberated alcoholic, came to me bearing the light which finally led me out of the toils. There will come a day like that for you and yours. I'm so confident. Bill W., Letter to the Mother of an Alcoholic. December, Language of the Heart, page 102. Thought to consider. It's impossible for me to love God and hate myself. Acronyms. ISM. I. Self. Me. Just for today. Substitute. From Stay Sober on Love. The things I thought I needed for so many years no longer seem important, now that I have become aware of the spiritual resources God has given me. With these, I don't need alcohol to function. What a joy to stay sober on love instead of fear. Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Came to Believe, page 35. Daily Reflections. Surrendering Self-Will. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 12 Steps and 12 Traditions, page 34. No matter how much one wishes to try, exactly how can one turn his own will and his own life over to the care of whatever God he thinks there is? In my search for the answer to this question, I became aware of the wisdom with which it was written that this is a two-part step. I could see many times where I should have died, or at least been injured, during my previous style of living, and it never happened. Someone or something was looking out for me. I chose to believe my life has always been in God's care. He alone controls the number of days I will be granted until physical death. The matter of will, self-will or God's will, is the more difficult part of the step for me. It is only when I have experienced enough emotional pain through failed attempts to fix myself that I become willing to surrender to God's will for my life. Surrender is like the calm after the storm. When my will is in line with God's will for me, there is peace within. As Bill sees it, renew your effort. Though I know how hurt and sorry you must be after this slip, please do not worry about a temporary loss of your inner peace. As calmly as you can, just renew your effort on the AA program, especially those parts of it which have to do with meditation and self-analysis. Could I also suggest that you look at excessive guilt for what it is? Nothing but a sort of reverse pride. A decent regret for what has happened is fine, but guilt? No. Indeed, the slip could well have been brought about by unreasonable feelings of guilt because of other moral failures, so-called. Surely, you ought to look into this possibility. Even here, you should not blame yourself for failure. You can be penalized only for refusing to try for better things. Letter 1958. Big Book Quote. We feel that elimination of our drinking is but a beginning. A much more important demonstration of our principles lies before us in our respective homes, occupations, and affairs. Alcoholics Anonymous. There is a solution. Page 19. 24 hours a day. AA thought for the day. If we had absolute faith in the power of God to keep us from drinking, and if we turned our drink problem entirely over to God without reservations, we wouldn't have to do anything more about it. We'd be free from drink once and for all. But since our faith is apt to be weak, we have to strengthen and build up this faith. We do this in several ways. One way is by going to meetings and listening to others tell how they have found all the strength they need to overcome drink. Is my faith being strengthened by this personal witness of other alcoholics? Meditation for the day. It is the quality of my life that determines its value. In order to judge the value of a person's life, we must set up a standard. The most valuable life is one of honesty, purity, unselfishness, and love. All people's lives ought to be judged by this standard in determining their value to the world. By this standard, most of the so-called heroes of history were not great men. What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world if he loseth his own soul? Prayer for the day. I pray that I may be honest, pure, unselfish, and loving. I pray that I may make the quality of my life good by these standards. Hazelden Foundation, P.O. Box 176, Center City, Minnesota, 55012. This is Kurt. I'm an alcoholic.
We hope you enjoy today's readings. You can also receive Transitions Daily via email and discuss today's readings in our secret Facebook group. So for more information, go to dailyaaemails.com today.
Other than the 24 hours a day reading, unless otherwise specified, all quotes copyright Alcoholics Anonymous World Services, Inc., 1952 through 2001.